Mozart's Requiem, Beethoven's Symphony No. 5, Vivaldi's The Four Seasons. Those are just a few of classical music's tried and true favorites. And then there are far less popular works like Concerto in One Movement by the little-known 20th century composer Florence Price. Price is one of a number of black composers whose work will take center stage at Symphony Hall this week in a pair of concerts featuring the Boston Pops and curated by the musician and MacArthur Genius Grant recipient Rhiannon Giddens. WBUR's Amelia Mason has more on Giddens' project to celebrate overlooked voices in the American musical canon.
When Rhiannon Giddens sat down to curate a pair of concerts for the Boston Pops, the popular image of a classical composer was never far from her mind.
You hear composer and you think, like, Beethoven. Guy in a powdered wig at a piano furiously scribbling on manuscript paper. That's not the only image that a composer should bring up, you know, but that's kind of what we've said it is.
So when the Pops invited Giddens to put together a concert program, she decided to expand that image by focusing on underappreciated black composers.
This idea of what African-American culture has been able to do under great duress, black entertainers and creators have been able to do in a world that consistently said that they were no good, is very interesting to me, you know, particularly the period of the 20s and the 30s.
Creators like Hazel Scott, a piano prodigy who dominated the jazz circuit in the 30s and 40s and became the first black woman to host her own television variety show. Or composers like Samuel Coleridge Taylor, a turn of the 20th century composer whose work was celebrated in his day but never entered the classical canon. Giddens is well suited to the project. Throughout her career, the singer and banjo player has made it her mission to disrupt widely accepted ideas about American music. She's best known for her work with the Carolina Chocolate Drops, a Grammy-winning all-black string band that challenged the popular narrative of Southern string music as an exclusively white tradition.
Cornbread and butter beans and you across the table, eating them beans and making love as long as I am able.
Pops conductor Keith Lockhart says the orchestra's a good match for a program that upends ideas around what music belongs in the concert hall.
That's one of the things that is great with the Boston Pops, of course, is that we are not so genre-bound as, say, our parent organization, the BSO. I mean, we are not restricted to the classical canon.
It's an opportunity to draw attention to composers like Margaret Bonds, who's recognized for her collaborations with the poet Langston Hughes and her arrangements of spirituals, but less for her classical bona fides. Lockhart says it was common for 20th century black classical composers to also work in more popular styles.
Because that was what they could actually get employed to do, because nobody was going to premiere their symphony. Somebody was going to premiere their musical in a Harlem theater just north of Broadway, but nobody was going to play their symphony.
Giddens says the mix of genres on the program offers a more expansive view of composition, in which an improviser, like Hazel Scott, has just as much claim to authorship as a classical composer, like Samuel Coleridge Taylor.
It's not just who do we consider a composer from a racial sense, but it's also just who do we consider a composer, period. I think that there's people who live with the music in their bodies, and there's people who live with the music in their heads and their hands, and I don't necessarily think one needs to be elevated over the other.
It may be strange to think of Symphony Hall as a place for challenging hierarchies, but Giddens believes it's as good a setting as any. As she sees it, the fundamental problem of American music touches all genres. In everything from bluegrass to classical to pop, black contributions have been minimized, diverted from the mainstream narrative into their own less central story.
The cultural narrative we have is flawed. It just is. It's flawed and it's deliberate. Separation in culture and arts does nobody any favors except for the people in power. That's just it. So I feel like I'm in the business of challenging that narrative.
Challenging that narrative means reckoning with all that it leaves out. The voices that were discounted, the opportunities denied, the work that never came to fruition or was forgotten. It's a much more complicated, painful story than the one we've been led to believe. More fraught and more full. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.
Visit the artery page at WBUR.org to learn more about Rhiannon Giddens' residency with the Boston Pops, including the world premiere of a piece by UB Blake written specially for the Pops.